Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Yeoman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burley, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The state of Florida is hitting back at big tech, including Facebook and Twitter, for their willingness to suppress freedom of speech. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office.
The bill is identified as Senate Bill 7072. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the latest Democrat facing backlash for flouting social distancing as she urges the public to follow her state's coronavirus guidelines. Whitmer apologized Sunday after a photo emerged that showed her disregarding social distancing guidelines at a bar in Lansing, Michigan. Although Whitmer says it was an honest mistake, Michigan has put people in jail for days for breaking COVID protocols. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye.
I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust.
We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down.
I'm not bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet, I'm quiet. It's not why I am. You can barely hear me.
Won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Well, the fight continues, and we the people need to stand up. There's just no room for the silent majority anymore, because the silent majority is being overwhelmed by a very small minority when you think about it. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thomas Renz is joining us in just a few moments. He's a lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and the DHHS regarding COVID-19 lockdowns. And we're going to be talking about children being vaccinated. I mean, remember early on they said, no, it's not going to be necessary. But Pat Riley, years ago, talked about the disease of Moore. And I guess the disease of Moore can be relevant when it comes to being vaccinated. It's never enough. I mean, they're going to want everybody vaccinated, and it might even include in utero before it's all said and done. Thomas Renz, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But, you know, this thing is... We love the brain trust of our supposed, health community. It's supposed to be watching out for our best interest, and they need to understand our best interest involves the U.S. Constitution. But now, even based on evidence, they're saying, hey, look, we need to really be really doubly sure here. Let's make sure the kids are vaccinated, right?
It's terrifying, Bill. I got to tell you, up until this point, I've been concerned about the unconstitutionality of lockdowns, things like that. Mm-hmm. When they decided to start promoting this with no studies in children, that was just, it was a bridge too far. I've got kids. That's, mm-hmm. It's not acceptable. And let me be 100% crystal clear. COVID-19 is statistically zero risk of death for children. Zero. Kids do not spread COVID-19. They are not an issue for COVID-19. Let me be crystal clear that this series of shots have not been tested on children. They are not safe and effective. There is no evidence to back that. None. So, what we have is we have a disease that's not hurting kids, and they're telling you that you should experiment on your children by giving them a substance that's not been tested and not proven to be safe to prevent nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes no logical sense. I mean, you have to set aside all realms of critical thinking, to get there. It's like for the same reason, is that if you've had COVID, why do you want to get vaccinated when you don't need it?
Well, you not only don't need it, but you're better off not getting it. Your natural immune system after getting it is stronger.
Superior. Yes, right.
By far. mm-hmm. by far. And, you know, no one's even claiming otherwise. But what they are saying, you know, they're still pushing for this. Yeah, this vaccine doesn't actually create immunization. The only thing that this does, according to the EUA documentation, is potentially limit the severity of it.
Right.
Okay?
To keep you out of the hospital and on a respirator.
Yeah, that's the theory, is that this will limit your... So here's the thing to ask your audience, right? So some of you have probably gotten this, and I hope to God you're okay. You know, I mean, there's a number of... The side effects could appear anywhere from 2 to 15 years down the road, but let's hope for now that you weren't one of the people that got major and immediate side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So under the law, it is a requirement that you be given informed consent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you went in to get this shot, let me tell you what the law says had to happen. You come in and someone says, hey, Mr. Smith, are you here for the COVID vaccine? And you say, yes, I am. They say, well, I have to give you a number of disclosures before you can get this according to the law. And those disclosures start with this. First of all, I want you to know that these vaccines are not authorized in the formal way that they would normally be approved.
Yeah, they're not FDA approved. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They are only, they've only been given an emergency use authorization. And what that means is that we have not done the studies. We do not know the long-term impacts or side effects. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't actually even have a full list of all side effects right now. What we do know is that you are subject potentially to death, anaphylaxis, impotence, sterility, blood clots, neurological disorders, and a number of other things. If you choose to get this, let me remind you there are other risks. And let me tell you what the potential benefits are. You can still get COVID-19, but if you do get it, it's possible that the symptoms will be less.
Mm-hmm.
So would you still like to get your vaccine, Mr. Smith? That's what they have to do under the law. Now, I ask any single person who got this vaccine, did that happen? I've talked to people all over the country, and the answer has been universally no.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have situations. What are there 9 Yankee ball players all had the COVID vaccine and all got COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a surprise. And you notice that they quit tracking breakthrough cases.
Yes,
exactly.
Unless
you end up in the hospital or dead, they quit tracking it. Why is that? Because it doesn't stop you from getting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even designed for that. They're designed to reduce the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible. It's incredible. And let me tell you who else has done medical experimentation without informed consent. Well, the United States has. We did it in Guatemala. We did it in Tuskegee. Let me tell you who else has. The Nazis. Hitler did this. He tested vaccines on people without informed consent. Basically, they were prisoners. They were Jews. And he decided that they weren't worth living, so we might as well experiment on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nuremberg, we tested this.
Right.
So everybody who keeps hearing these that there's violations of the Nuremberg Code, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that they are putting this out. They're coercing people into getting it, particularly kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're not giving people informed consent. They're lying about this. It's
exactly.
literally under the law, a crime against humanity.
Mm-hmm. You think the same thing is happening with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan under the communist Chinese?
I'm guessing that they're being experimented on pretty dramatically. I mean, I don't have direct proof of that, but I.
It's not a big leap. It's not a big leap to think. Yeah, right. Exactly. The way they're being mistreated there. I mean, it's been a human tragedy that's going on with the Uyghurs for way too long. And meanwhile, because, you know, again, you follow the money. And this is what's so disgusting about commerce. And, you know, the Chinese have been able to. You know, blind nations because of their love of money. And here they are getting away with all this, this abuse of humanity. Amazing.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you that the next, on top of that, we've got to look at the complicity in this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we've got these unapproved, untested drugs that legally you cannot say are proven safe and effective. You cannot say that there's anything other than emergency use authorization.
Right. Hey, Tom, we got to go to break. Let's pick this up when we come back on the other side of the break. More for Thomas Renz after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Thomas Renz, you know, when you consider all this that we've been dealing with COVID, it seems that this was all brought to us by a political party that wanted an expected end. The expected end was, let's get Trump out of the White House. Well, they got Trump out of the White House, but they've created, this is of their own creation, that they don't even know how to get out of. I mean, they've scared the holy what-have-you out of people. that they can't just make a simple statement, and, you know, Joe Biden can't just come out and do a press conference without his mask and everything to be all well and hunky-dory. That's not the way it's happening.
Well, you know, frankly, the political parties were useful idiots on this. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, they got used on this as well as the Republicans. Trump, you know, he okayed Operation Warp Speed. God bless him. I mean, he did a lot of amazing things for us. If there's one thing I was not excited about, it was that. Mm-hmm. But I think he was lied to. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I think both parties were lied to egregiously. And they're now in a political situation where they politicized this, and now both parties are struggling. The Republicans are struggling with the difficulties of these vaccines being as dangerous as they are, and the Democrats are struggling with this disease not being the crisis that they said it was. It was not ever the crisis that they said it was. The March 24th document that changed the death counts, the false PCR tests, all this stuff, there's no question that this was an overblown, unreal crisis. You know, they miscategorized hundreds of thousands of deaths from what would have traditionally been, you know, other causes of deaths to COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just inflated and made this crisis. Now we're at a situation where we've got these clearly dangerous drugs out there that everybody said, well, this is our only hope forward. And what do you do? I mean, we've got safe and effective treatments for this disease, which isn't all that dangerous. Mm-hmm. And these safe and effective treatments are things like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, what have you. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this, but the guys that did the study on hydroxychloroquine, remember when they said, oh, there's terrible side effects?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were terrible side effects in that study because the study authors intentionally OD'd the people taking it on hydroxychloroquine so that they could say that it was dangerous. These people are now facing criminal charges. Because they literally OD'd people on this. You can OD on aspirin.
Exactly.
If you take too much of anything, it's bad. There are safe, but they had to bash this treatment because Trump was for it.
Exactly.
You know, Trump was right at first when he said, you know, give them hydroxychloroquine, give them this, give them that, and they're fine. I've been doing speeches, giving hugs, shaking hands all winter long. My doctor had put me on ivermectin. I didn't so much as get a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D, zinc, and ivermectin. I couldn't have found a cold in my body if I had to. I mean, you know, and I couldn't, right through the crux of this horrible, awful disease that kills everybody. You know, out there shaking hands and talking to people. I couldn't even be a super spreader because I couldn't get it. No matter how hard I tried.
You know, well, your immune system was built up, and I got to tell you, most common sense people in America did that. They fortified their immunity. I know I did that as well, and was doing okay until I went to California, and my daughter-in-law, because she's such a giver, decided to share the disease with me. So I got, you know, a little bit of the virus, a slight cold is all, and but of course that stopped me from going to Hawaii because I couldn't pass the PCR test. Even though it had been, you know, 5 weeks down the road. So I went and had an immediate rapid test, and the rapid test said I was negative. So, you know, my immunity is now, you know, reinforced against COVID naturally, which, as you said earlier, and the doctors are, you know, in consensus on this as well, is that our natural immunity from having contracted COVID is much stronger than these injections. But there's no consideration for those, Thomas. I mean, you know, they're just saying you're either vaccinated or you're not. And again, because it's been politicized, it's if you've been vaccinated, you're a good guy. If you haven't been vaccinated, you're a bad guy.
Well, I mean, that makes me a very bad guy, and it makes me even worse because I'm trying to convince other people that they should ask questions that are difficult to answer before they get it. And I'm even going so far as to suggest that people should be given informed consent.
Exactly.
So I might be a real bad guy.
And what you read earlier in terms of informed consent, I mean, that's our right as citizens. But you see what happened because of Operation Warp Speed and, you know, the limited liability and all this other stuff that came into play. Everybody gets a get out of jail card. And you know, no matter what happens down the road, just like with thalidomide in the 50s, you know, it's like, oops, oh, well, sorry, you know. But meanwhile, you've had all these women with miscarriages. You've got deformed babies now on your hands. And, you know, who's handling that problem?
Yeah, well, I mean, who's handling the problem of the 18, 19-year-old girl that I've got in the hospital who's been in a coma for 2 months that was perfectly healthy right up to the point she got the vaccine? Or the 17-year-old that had a heart attack from it? Or, you know, the dad of I don't remember how many that was in great health and, you know, just keeled over? I mean, you know, but those are, I mean, clearly, there, according to the CDC, there's no correlation. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's absolutely absurd. You know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck, right? Except for with COVID. I mean, get the vaccine, well, that doesn't matter if it looks and quacks like a duck.
Exactly. So, but meanwhile, and nobody's talking about the flu. What are the flu numbers right now?
Well, here's the thing. So I thought that COVID cured the flu.
Yes.
Then I found out the truth. We had one of the worst flu seasons in record here over the last year. And, you know, they just let it go and called it COVID. It wasn't COVID. It was the flu.
Right.
I mean, there is COVID. COVID's a real thing, and it did kill people. And, you know, I mean, I'm not denying COVID. But literally, it looks like 200,000 plus cases of the flu were recategorized as COVID, death from the flu.
And that's all. And normally, in a normal flu season, what we have 80 to 100,000.
Yeah, usually.
Right. So here we are, twice as much flu, but they've been reclassified. That's all this stuff, and the doctors admitted it. Of course, you know, everything the government does, you know, comes with strings and some sort of, you know, incentive. And they incentivize the hospitals and the doctors to report everything as COVID because they got higher pay and, you know, for those cases. And so they all played into this narrative. And now here we are trying to get out of it. And, you know, and it's of our own making. That's the thing. And nobody is stepping up front to say, well, wait a minute. Okay. We've got to admit what we've done here, but there's no admission, you know, just like Governor Cuomo in New York, he's not going to admit anything. You know, that's the nature and that's what, you know, the political process and what liars do. You always, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza said, you stick to the con.
Yep. And they certainly are. Well, let me tell you how much they are. So I've got one of my cases in federal court and we're challenging the fact that they lied about the data by issuing a rule to mislead everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Do you know the Information Quality Act requires that the government report data with integrity and honesty?
Right.
And I actually have the government lawyers arguing that they shouldn't be forced to do that. I'm not joking. They're legitimately arguing that the government should not be forced to present data with honesty and integrity. That is no joke.
How are they and what are they justifying that?
What do you mean? They're saying that we shouldn't be able to ask the government to ensure. They're saying that we should not have standing to require that the government provide data with honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they literally it's part of one of their motions in the case.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, they didn't even deny that the data is misleading. They just, at least in that part of the argument, they didn't. They just said, you know, we shouldn't have to. You know, we should be able to lie as much as we want to the American people, and that's
exactly.
All good.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Well, Thomas Friends has been our guest. Thomas, appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Hillman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burleigh, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You know, many of us became aware of the Battle of Dunkirk. Remember, on the shores of France after the blockbuster movie Dunkirk hit the big screens a few years back. But did you know America had its own Dunkirk on U.S. soil? It's a little-known part of history, and now the best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian Patrick O'Donnell writes all about it in his book titled The Indispensables, The Diverse Soldier Mariners Who Shaped the Country, Formed the Navy, and Rode Washington Across the Delaware. Patrick O'Donnell joins us now. He's a best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian and an expert on elite units. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back on, Bill. It's been about 5.5 years. I remember we talked about it.
I know. I looked back. I'm going, man, this has been a long time. But you've been busy.
Good
and anytime,
to be back on the air with you. I enjoy it.
Well, good fun here. Well, The Indispensables. How did this story come across your radar?
Well, you know, Bill, all the books that I've ever written have found me, and that's certainly the case with The Indispensables. I wrote a book called Washington's Immortals, and that was a massive bestseller on the American Revolution. It was about the Marylanders that make an epic stand at the Battle of Brooklyn, and it's at the Battle of Brooklyn that the men that save the army by rowing it across the East River in the American Dunkirk are Marbleheaders. And it was there that I was introduced to the story and then they do it again at Trenton, and they transport the Marylanders and the Marbleheaders are responsible for bringing the army across again. And it was, you know, my readers when I was promoting Washington's Immortals, I'd say, yeah, I'm writing a book about a regiment that changed the course of the revolution. Oh, you're writing about the Marbleheaders. And I'm thinking to myself, not quite yet, but that's coming. And this is exactly today. And it's their breakaway bestseller on the first day. We were doing our third reprinting last week, which was on last Tuesday was our public day. And went through a third reprinting that day alone in the rave review in the Wall Street Journal.
Wow. Well, it's definitely gaining traction. You know, and people welcome, you know, your insight and your storytelling. You know, this is what makes you, you know, in a sense, indispensable as a historian, you know, so don't go anywhere.
That's definitely not part of the plan. This is something that I've been doing since I was 4 years old. I mean, not storytelling per se, but just my love of history began then. And I would drag my parents to battlefields and, you know, ships, you name it, old houses.
Mm-hmm.
I just love our history and our stories. And I'm able to take some really obscure stuff that in most cases have been forgotten in history or it's in plain sight and turn it into a story. And this is you know, I heard a lot of people say this is a Netflix miniseries waiting to happen.
characters
that saved the war and saved the revolution, but they also are part of the early revolution on the intellectual ideas that make up our freedom and liberty that, you know, in today's digital age, we shouldn't take for granted. I mean, they could evaporate in less than a second instantly. And it's our founding story that's our most important story because it's about who we are as Americans.
Right. Well, just like you, you know, the way you wired and you were wired and as a 4 year old and you appreciated and had an high acumen and interest for history. The Marbleheaders were designed, you know, for a time such as that, right?
I think the story can transcend time. All of the books I've written 12. In many cases, it deals with human agency. It's about people, either a single individual or a small group of individuals that can change the course of history. Nothing that in our history is preordained. We can change it. We can make a difference. People can make a difference. The smallest the smallest effort can make a difference in many cases. And what you have with the Marblehead Regiment and the Indispensables are people that were in the true inflection points of history. It's their efforts, though, that were able to save the war and save our country. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have a radio show today had it not been for men in this book. And it's one of the things I always ask before I write a book is, like, who cares? Why does it matter? Mm-hmm. Well, it matters because we wouldn't be here had it not been for the men and women in this book. And they sacrificed I mean, the sacrifice they made is tremendous. In many cases, it was their own lives.
And I want to get in more detail with that if we can here, Patrick, because, you know, the Marbleheaders themselves, you know, came from Massachusetts. They were from Marblehead. And hence, you know, you get the name Marbleheaders. So that's the relationship there. These were mostly mariners, right?
Yeah, Marblehead, for those that don't know, is about 16 miles as the crow flies from Boston, north of it. And in the 1770s, it was the second largest port city in Massachusetts. And it was the economic engine of Massachusetts. It was through trade and in particular fish. Fortunes were made on fish. These men would fish the Grand Banks, which is about 15 miles north of Boston off Nova Scotia. But this is where these men were in many ways forged, because this is the most treacherous sea on earth. It was, you know, massive waves, massive storms, and they had to somehow survive all this to fish this stuff, fish the Grand Banks. In many cases, dozens of people would die every year just they wouldn't come home because the fishing itself is so dangerous. But they formed some really unique bonds of friendship but also working as a team on boats. And in many cases, these were ethnically diverse crews that included free African Americans. There were a number of Hispanic Americans in the regiment, and they form a unity on those boats that translates later on in the war, and they're at the right place at the right time in some of the most crucial operations. But what's also interesting is they their trading relationships are with Spain at the beginning of the war, and it's them that it's the Marbleheaders that suggest that we need alliances in order to win the American Revolution. And it's their trading relationships with a mega trading house that's directly connected with the King of Spain that leads to our first foreign aid in the form of muskets, in the form of gunpowder, which is absolutely crucial and essential during the early American Revolution because it doesn't exist in the colonies. And it's General Gage that knows this is our Achilles heel, and he's trying to disarm us through the various operations at Lexington and Concord, at Fort William and Mary, Salem, etc. But these relationships that they form with the Spaniards in particular lead to an alliance that would change the course of history and also bring in this vital gunpowder.
And it's amazing as you tell the story how these Marbleheaders, you know, as you say, were at the right place at the right time. I mean, you can't come away, at least I can't anyway, come away and think of what it had to be by the hand of divine providence.
In many cases, yes. There's so many circumstances and you can't really explain it any other way. It's, for instance, at the American Dunkirk, where the army is about to be dealt this crushing blow by the British, where they have us surrounded, and the only way of means of escape is across the East River. And the wind doesn't work for the British. They can't sail up the river and intercept the boats and blow them out of the water. But it works for us eventually. And then also a fog sets in that screens the movement of the boats, which is incredible, and saves the army.
Well, there is so much to the story. It is compelling, and this is one when you get your hands on the book, it just blows you away. I mean, to appreciate that there are so many stories that you have to consider in the American Revolution and the roles that so many people played, but in this particular case, the indispensables, the diverse soldier mariners who shaped the country, formed the Navy, and rode Washington across the Delaware. And we're going to get into more details with the best-selling author himself, Patrick O'Donnell. So stay with us for more.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the best-selling author Patrick O'Donnell. Last time we spoke was about Washington's Immortals, and he's back. It's been a long time coming, but I'm telling you, this is worth it. His new book, The Indispensables, the diverse soldier mariners who shaped the country, formed the Navy, and rode Washington across the Delaware. It's the first time you're hearing about the Marbleheaders, I'm sure, but it is a compelling and fascinating story, and one that... Patrick, people are eating up. I mean, the response here has just been phenomenal for this book, and I understand Breitbart just gave you a great review as well, right?
Well, I actually wrote a piece in Breitbart.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Contributor there. It is called The Narrative, and it's sort of an untold version of how the colonists or the Americans didn't necessarily coin the term information war, but they sure as hell understood it. And they knew that after the Battle of Lexington and Concord, where they were attacked by the British, and they were, you know, the British were trying to disarm us by taking our powder, but they knew that they would be branded as traitors. Mm-hmm. So the importance there was that they knew that they had to shape the narrative, and they did that by Elbridge Gerry, who's the main character in my book, who's my favorite term for him is Grumbletonian, ornery guy.
Right.
But he's a brilliant lawyer, and he's also really a lot of our freedoms and liberty flow from Elbridge Gerry. He also understood the concentration of power and how dangerous that is.
Right.
But Gerry was tasked with gathering the depositions from the participants of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. And he got not only John Parker, who was in the midst of Lexington Green, but also the British soldiers that were there. And he got their depositions of what happened. And who fired first was the all-crucial question. And we don't necessarily know the answer to it, but they were able to shape that narrative in such a way through the voices of those who were there that it was the British. And now the key here is getting the story to the British press first. And they had to cross 3,000 miles of Atlantic Ocean that was also guarded by British ships. And they had to run through a blockade. So they found the fastest ship they could find. And I write about this. It's the lost voyage, arguably the most important voyage in American history. a little ship called the Quero that nobody's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they load in the depositions in the Quero with all they have is ballast stones at the end and no cargo. And they realize to their horror that Gage's ship with his story and version of events left earlier, days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So they cross the Atlantic beach. They go through a bunch of British ships that they avoid. And they get to London, and they give the papers and the deposition to a man who's got a sympathetic ear to the Patriot cause, and it becomes a massive tidal wave of publicity.
Wow.
That changes the entire British Empire overnight, and it's the American narrative that was framed by our founders. And it would be 2 weeks before General Gage's report makes it to the British Isles, and in many ways it corresponds with what we said, but the question of who fired first comes from the American side.
Exactly.
It changed the entire course of history.
Unbelievable. The power of the pen, once again. Proof,
exactly.
Right?
The power of idea.
Yeah, exactly.
The American idea of the revolution is the most powerful, some of the most powerful ideas of freedom and liberty that the world has ever seen, and it would shape, you know, revolutions and change empires ever since. And that's why it's so important.
Yeah, you've been a student of this all your life, you know, for all intent and purposes, and you talk about this great American idea. And what is it in today's culture that we're missing that hasn't been communicated about this idea that's 250 years old, but could, you know, as some suggested, could be on the brink?
Yeah, I think we're in real danger. I think that, you know, we have a duty as Americans to protect what the ideals of the revolution is. It's who we are as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And, to protect our history. I think there's a lot of things that are going on here that are at bay. There's, a variety of influences. I think technology being a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about power and how Elbridge Gerry understood power. The founders understood power and how to diffuse it and disperse it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is vitally important in today's age when the power of the public square, the power of the pen, can be controlled by a very small few tech companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important that the lessons of the revolution are, broadcast and in many cases relearned. There's a lot there. They understood the idea. The American idea is a great one. It's an important one that we should defend.
Yes. But when you have such power against it, and the FCC, in a sense, allowing big tech to come in and overwhelm, the message and the media outlets, so to speak, I mean, they would not allow, before this, they would not allow one entity to control the narrative with TV stations, radio, or newspapers. It was all very well regulated, and then comes social media, and it's a whole new frontier that's running amok, and it's amazing how much control. I mean, if they don't break this up, Patrick, we're going to be a communist country.
I think the beauty of I think that the American people as a whole collectively are a wise and smart people, and they're seeing through a lot of what is going on, and I think that is the ace in the hole. And, I think the thing that Washington's Immortals is based on primary sources. It's not, I try not to insert bias in it. I just tell the story. I don't pick sides. I think that's really very critical in this day and age is for people, the listeners out there, to dig into your own research, do your own digging, find your own stories, because a lot of what you're listening to and hearing is somebody else's narrative or somebody else's bias. It's important that you try to form your own opinions. Critical thinking is
it's almost a lost art, isn't it?
And it's, I think the other thing is human interaction. I mean, technology is a great thing in many ways, but it's also it's taking us away from each other.
Mm.
So I think getting back to each other is a really important thing.
Mm.
And, Our founding is our most important time period in many ways. It's who we are as Americans, and that's why it's so critical.
Without a doubt. And the Indispensables goes a long way in reminding us of that story, as you say, and it is up to us individually, because self-responsibility is core to this democratic republic and for its continuation, if it's going to be. In the book, you talk about the stormy night of August the 29th, 1776, the Continental Army faced capture or annihilation after losing the Battle of Brooklyn. Tell our audience what happened.
This is the American Dunkirk. It's where the whole war falls upon the shoulders of these men, and they must get the army across. And they do it against all odds. And they do it, you know, I mean, this is just one experience. They bring the army across the East River. Here the fog sets in and saves, you know, screens it from the prying eyes. But these were the men, and in some cases women, who were in the inflection points of history. You know, all the books I've written have a common thread, and that's human agency. It's about how a single individual or a small group of individuals who are resilient, that are determined, can change the course of history. Nothing is preordained.
Mm-hmm.
And we can change the course of history through our actions. And it's important. It's in all the books I've written.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in many cases, it's hard. It's against all odds. And the price is very heavy. The price for the Marbleheaders, they lost their fortunes. In many cases, these were very wealthy men. They lose their fortunes. They lose their family that die at sea. John Glover, a main character, loses his son who dies at sea. He loses his wife from disease. It's hard. Hard years of 8 years of war for our freedom and liberty that many people take for granted.
Yeah.
And that's an extraordinary story, though.
Well, and the timing of this...
Or is it in many of my books.
Right. And the timing, like you say, of human agency and, you know, the stories of human agency that are involved in your storytelling. And here we are, you know, approaching Memorial Day, which is a time to remember those that paid the ultimate price. And I'm real sensitive about that, Patrick, is that it is a day reserved for those that did pay the ultimate price. I mean, we have other days that we honor, you know, veterans and first responders and that sort of thing. But people that put it all on the line, that gave the ultimate, whether it was family members, husbands, wives, this is incredible. I mean, this is all, you know, intertwined in the woof and wharf and fabric of the American idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's a beautiful idea that has changed the world and will continue to change the world. But you have to be vigilant.
Yeah. As Ronald Reagan said, we are that light on a shining hill. And even still, in the midst of all the things and the false narratives that are running out there, that light continues to shine brightly. And we have people, millions of people that want to be part of this American dream because of what it represents, right?
Yeah.
Well, Patrick O'Donnell, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. He's the best-selling author of Washington's Immortals. This is going to be an incredible find for you and read. Very compelling. The Indispensables from Patrick O'Donnell. Thank you, Patrick. Have a great day.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is
free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated?